This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
And welcome again to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell, and with me is a man who makes things happen. And when I say that, he is the person who turns candidates into contenders, Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. And if you'd like more information from Joe, you can simply just go to RippleConnects.com. And Joe McKenzie and his website has a lot of information for you right there that you can avail yourselves to. We want to talk about a topic this morning that is really interesting to me. We want to delve right into it. We're talking about walking the walk, a message for all generations. And Joe, you've done a lot of traveling. You do a lot of speaking around the country. You've gone both to New Orleans and Milwaukee just in the past year on the topic of stepping up to community leadership. And first of all, what is that topic about stepping up to community leadership? And then my second question is a follow-up right away. How is that message being received in your audiences?
Well, Walk the Walk is a model that I developed. It took me a year or two to kind of wrap my head around what I had been doing for the last 20 plus years in my career. And a lot of people come to me going, you know, how do you manage this? How do you manage your time? Why are you so happy to be in leadership roles in your community? When I think about it, it's a burden, what have you. So I started talking to a lot of executive directors, a lot of people that do get involved in their communities. And I developed a simple, actionable model for people that came to me. And yes, in the last year, I've been able to go to New Orleans and Milwaukee. I'll be speaking here at the University of Minnesota in October to all different generations about walk the walk, step up the community leadership, the why, why should you do it, the compelling reason why, and the how to. I think that's so critical for people to understand. And Freddie, this message, I didn't realize it would happen, but this message is being well received by people that are 19 years old and 49 years old and 79 years old. And I didn't realize this was going to happen, but let's face it, Freddie, 10,000 baby boomers leave the workforce every day in the United States. And I lead my talks up with that stat. And when I have a room full of people that are not going to be retiring or just entering that workforce at some point, getting that edge with leadership, those community connections, getting out of your comfort zone is a real benefit and really can supercharge their career. And so that's why I want to talk about it today to all generations. The baby boomers that are listening, it might be their grandchildren or their children. And this is how they could benefit in their careers and just overall health and wellness and how they carry their lives.
What really is stepping up to leadership, Joe?
Stepping up to leadership, it may look differently from one person to the next. It could be serving on a nonprofit volunteer board. It could be volunteering. It could be, you know, a Lions or a Rotary Club. It could be your faith organization getting involved and doing some outreach. There's a number of different ways to go about this, but we've become a society that we don't meet a lot of people anymore. We spend a lot more time on social media than meeting people or being part of the solution, and that's one of my messages here. And so it may look differently than the next. 25 years ago, I served on a steering committee to bring a youth soccer tournament to the United States or to Minneapolis here in the Blaine area. And that was the first time we'd ever brought a national tournament. Do you know that I sat next to one of the most powerful CEOs at the time on that steering committee?
Mm.
I sat next to Bill George, the CEO of Medtronic at that time. What a great way for Joe McKenzie to learn and watch how people solve problems. I learned firsthand that I got a seat at the table. And so it was a youth soccer tournament, Freddie. But now it's evolved into different things. I serve on nonprofit boards, advisory boards, what have you. And it's going to look differently to everybody. but looking at it from a leadership role, being part of the solution, the conversations, building that rapport in your community can be a benefit to everybody that decides to step up.
And so being that benefit to your community, is that just one, is that the only benefit that you have by becoming a leader in your own place where you live?
Absolutely not. There's so many layers to what you get, what you take away from. Yes, you are part of driving positive change in your community and helping people of all walks of life and in many, many different ways. But let's think about it from your own perspective. If you are a young professional looking to gain leadership skills, what a great way to step out of your comfort zone in your career than to be around people that are outside your own company. What a great way to learn from others on how they tackle problems and how they solve things. What a great way to build new network connections, you know, outside your own company in your industry. You think about it, there's just so much. There's so much benefit from stepping up. I'm not sure why more people don't consider it. And I started to think about it. They don't know how. And so when I was in New Orleans and Milwaukee, they're saying, well, how do I approach this? And that's why I developed this model. And that's why it's been successful in 2018, that I've been asked to go to these different conferences and conventions to talk about the how too. But absolutely, there's so much professional and personal growth that someone can attain from stepping up to community leadership, Freddie. You learn how to work in team. You learn how to work through adversity. You know, for a new college grad with advanced degrees, employers may be looking for more. A lot of employers are looking for more than just a high-level degree, Freddie. They're looking for someone that who's accomplished something when they're coming out of college. That's different. That's a different conversation we're having. A degree may not be enough for an employer to take notice. But what if you're involved in your community and you're working through adversity, you're part of a team, you're part of you know, solving problems, employers are going to take notice. And so when I speak at the University of Minnesota here next month, I'm going to talk about that. Employers are looking for real world accomplishments and not just a degree.
So they're looking for a person who's standing out, not just being outstanding.
That's correct. That's correct. They want to see if you've been tested. You know, teamwork is critical for organizational success. Do you agree with that, Freddie?
I do. You know, you can't do it alone, or you could do it alone and do a terrible job. But when you can involve a team and even be that team leader, it makes a big difference.
Absolutely. And if you had someone that was a new college grad that came in there and says, yes, I've been a part of this team helping to solve this in my own community or my faith community, or just, you know, a local neighborhood solution, you're finding people that are learning how to work together. We've often talked about cognitive diversity and how people realize that, wow, I didn't know that this engineer or scientist is going to solve it differently than me as a sales and marketing person, or someone who's a teacher, an educator, looks at it differently. That's an aha moment for a lot of people.
Really,
I grew
is.
Up in a family of eight kids. We all look at problems differently. And that's the benefit of looking at problems differently, that cognitive diversity. So for a young professional to learn that there's different way to solve it, and if you do it as a team, and that will be a very good marketable skill for you coming out of college with a high level degree.
So as we go to the close of our segment for this week, what are a few factors that we need to consider when someone is determining their own leadership path?
Absolutely got to look at time and commitment. If you do not have the time to give, you have to assess how much time you can give on a given month or quarter. If you do not have that, don't overreach. Learn how to say no. But if you do have that time and you can commit, think about areas where you're going to thrive. And usually they're going to be something that drives passion and you get energy from. I like working with people to allow them to thrive in their careers. I may be passionate about a topic, but I may not have that energy to act on it. And then just secondly, looking for a place that your skills are going to be appreciated and your leadership. So you feel that you have a purpose. You feel that you're going to thrive. And those, you know, I go in depth in my talks, but in a nutshell, those are the three areas of how to approach stepping up to community leadership. And Freddie, if anybody would like to know more about some of my upcoming talks, they can certainly reach out to me, 763-438-1621. And I do have a talk scheduled next month at the University of Minnesota. It's free and open to the public.
All right, everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. He does some great work. Joe, you do some great work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And our show continues right now on New Beginnings.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman!
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell with five things that you should know. And this week, we're talking about the five benefits of a Federal Reserve interest rate increase. Interest rates, as you know, are going up again. The Federal Reserve in June hiked those rates for the second time in 2018. And there could be two more rate hikes before the end of this year. That's in the next quarter. Here's how you can take advantage of other positive outcomes from the Federal Reserve increasing their rates. Number one, higher returns for savers, low interest rates have long been a drag on savers, and any improvement, even modest, is a welcome thing. Interest rates have been so low for so long that many people have fallen out of the habit of rate shopping, that according to some of the better known economists. But now that the rates are rising, everyone should get back into the habit, and they'll be seeing bigger payouts from their accounts. We're looking at the five benefits of Federal Reserve interest rate increase. Number two is a tamed inflation. A positive inflation scenario after a rate increase might include lower rates of imported consumer goods due to a likely higher exchange value of the dollar if our domestic rate increases are not matched by policy tightening in other major economies. Number three in the five benefits of a Federal Reserve interest rate increase is more lending. A credit bubble received some of the blame for the financial crisis back in 2007. In the aftermath, lending came to a complete stop, if you remember. Lending has resumed now, and banks may have a greater incentive to loan out reserve at a higher interest rate, and the increased flow of additional credit could boost economic growth. Number four is a stronger dollar to boost purchasing power. As the federal government continues to boost rates and with the outlook for more increases to come, the U.S. dollar gets more support. Ultimately, this means more purchasing power with the greenback compared with other currencies. Federal tightening is likely to mean a somewhat higher dollar, so people traveling to Europe will do quite well. And finally, number five of the five benefits of a Federal Reserve interest rate increase is that stocks will trade on fundamentals. Stock prices may start to make more sense and not reflect the central bank's easy monetary policy quite as much. A normalization of rates would return the focus to market fundamentals and off of focusing on the nuances of each federal statement. Those are the five benefits of a Federal Reserve interest rate increase: higher returns for savers, tamed inflation, more lending, a stronger dollar to boost purchasing power, and stocks getting back to the basics. I'm Freddie Bell with the five things that are worth knowing this weekend on New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As New Beginnings continues this weekend, let's talk a little bit about your health. Medicare beneficiaries won't have to be concerned about paying for physical, speech, or occupational therapy when annual costs go over $2,010. Now, that's because Congress is repealing the caps on those services as a part of the budget deal that the president signed just a few weeks ago. Patients who require intensive therapy while recovering from injuries or illnesses have faced caps on what Medicare would reimburse. Congress has historically passed a series of automatic exceptions for those reimbursement limits, allowing Medicare to pay for treatments deemed medically necessary. But that was never a certainty, leaving beneficiaries who reached the $2,010 therapy cap worried that they might miss needed treatments. Well, that repeal ends that fear. Many of those patients who are in that gap will now be protected from an arbitrary limit on how much Medicare will pay. The new budget deal also has good news for Medicare Part D beneficiaries. It closes the coverage gap for prescription drugs and the so-called donut hole a year early. Part D users pay more out of pocket for their medicines once the total cost of these drugs reaches a certain threshold. Beginning in 2019, they will pay 25% of all their prescription drug costs from the time they enter the donut hole until they reach the catastrophic level. It's important to share this update with you because we're concerned about your health on New Beginnings. And as we continue talking about your health, let's talk about walking prescriptions. They say, and you know how they are, that a walk is a proven way to treat a lot of different things that can impact our bodies, but not everybody should take the same path. The experts also say that high blood pressure can be impacted, and here's how it helps. It can lower blood pressure, according to a 2010 survey of 27 trials on the topic. A 2016 report by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute found found that walking reduces your risk of coronary artery disease. Here's a prescription. Try to walk about 2 miles a day at a pace of about 3 to 4.5 miles an hour, and that will help you to lower your blood pressure and cholesterol, that according to the doctors. We're talking about the benefits of walking. It also impacts arthritis. 5 to 30 minutes of walking can really help you with regard to making sure that your joints and your muscles are strong. It helps you to shed pounds and reduces joint stiffness. In a 2015 review of 54 studies, researchers concluded that walking, like other exercise, was as effective as an anti-inflammatory drug for pain relief. Here's a prescription. The doctors recommend starting with 5 minutes of walking and building up to a total of 30 minutes per day at once or in separate walks for 5 days a week. Now, if the pain was worse 2 hours after the walk than it was before you started walking, take a less intensive walk the next time. We're talking about how walking can cure a lot of different things that can impact our bodies. We've looked at high blood pressure. We looked at arthritis. How about depression? They say that if you walk fast, it helps. It increases the production of serotonin, dopamine, and other brain chemicals that lift your mood. Here's what you do. Start with 10 minutes of strolling, then walk briskly to 75% of your maximum effort, a pace that makes talking difficult, and then keep that up for 2 or 3 minutes, then resume a strolling pace. Repeat these intervals for 20 to 30 minutes. How about insomnia? Yes, walking helps cure insomnia. Morning walks expose your body to essential early daylight. Bright light inhibits the body's secretion of melatonin, our natural sleep agent. When you block melatonin in the morning by walking outside, it then bounces back later in the day, helping to promote sleep. Late afternoon walks can also help, as we sleep best when our bodies are in a cool-down mode. Here's a prescription. In the morning or the late afternoon, aim for a 15 to 30-minute walk. It's best if you can walk daily. Walk at a comfortable pace and finish your walk at least 3 hours before bedtime. Now, be patient. There's some evidence that suggests that it can take a couple of weeks to get the full sleep benefit of exercise, so don't be disappointed if you're not experiencing an immediate effect. And how about type 2 diabetes? Walking can help. It provides better blood sugar control, especially as we get older and become more resistant to insulin. The benefits are pretty immediate, according to the experts. Walking after eating sweets can prevent a blood sugar spike. Here's a prescription. Walk for 15 minutes at an easy pace, maybe about 3 miles an hour or so, about a half an hour after breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The research says that short post-meal walks 3 times a day were as effective as 1 45-minute walk in improving blood sugar control over 24 hours. If you've been sedentary and haven't walked for a while, start out with a 5 or 10-minute walk after each meal. And because people with diabetes can develop foot infections due to reduced blood flow to the feet, it's important to get properly fitted with walking shoes, and your podiatrist can help you. Just giving you some ideas, some walking prescriptions to a better health. And the bottom line here is if you can walk anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes a day, that will really help you to be a healthier you. This is New Beginnings, and we continue with more great information right now.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology are proven conclusively that you get what you expect. If you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
Do you ever get that thought that says, if I could just get myself out of the way, everything would be all right? That feeling suggests an inner turmoil. But through focusing on peace and calm, you can turn things around. It's a little known secret. Instead of self-defeating statements and feelings, if we can just remember that even though we feel we may have fallen short, we always have a second chance to do our best. If you make a mistake, take a misstep, or flounder, that's all it is. It's not the real you. Just relax and know that you have the power to focus on the task at hand and begin again. As you practice this technique, you'll find yourself getting better and better day by day. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Happy weekend, everyone. Happy weekend to you. I've got Kelly Von Heidekamp right now of West Metro Hypnosis sitting right there. And welcome back, Kelly.
Thank you for having me here. The time is flying by, Freddie.
It really is. It really is. And we're getting into October, and you can already tell that the temperatures are changing. But we want to talk about a really important topic, declarations and trust, in light of the work that you've been doing and discussing all month long. But before we get there, let's make sure that our audience knows how to reach you for more information.
952-222-3975. I'd always love to have a conversation with your listeners, or westmetrohypnosis.com.
Declarations and trust, as we talk about going back to school and through the lens of improv, how can we better understand this?
Declarations. So when you are doing an improv scene, it is expected that you know what it is that who you are, what you want, and how you feel. And improv, you know, is made up on the spot in the moment. And so it's just like, well, how do I figure out who I am, what I want, and how do I feel? And you do that, and you let your partner know what those things are by making statements of declarations. And so in life, when we understand that improv and life mirror each other so perfectly, making statements of declarations is really, really important, because most people walk around all the time and they know what they don't want, but they don't know what they do want. And so figuring those things out of I am this versus I am not, I have, I want, I feel. So you begin to get a very, very clear picture of who you are or who you want to be. So you're always working towards that thing that you desire instead of fighting with the thing that you don't want anymore. And you and I both know the power of declarations and how meaningful that statement, I am, whatever the words you put behind it is, and how that becomes truth. Once we say I am something, it becomes truth. And so being very, very choosy about how we use those statements of declaration. And then, of course, we have trust. Trust is so important. And it's one of the things that our young people really, really struggle with. Trust that they are resilient. Trust that they're going to be okay. Trust that everything is working out the way it should be. And I always like to remind my clients, if they're not in a space of trust, they're in a space of doubt. Doubt is the opposite of trust. And so beginning to understand how you can use those statements of declaration and those feelings of trust and getting them to work for you. So despite your circumstances, you feel empowered to always move towards the thing that you want to create.
And so the first step in moving toward those things that you want to create, I know is so powerful to say, I am wonderful. I am rich in spirit. What would you leave with us this weekend to take home and practice as we go through the next week?
Decide what you're struggling with and just do a 180 flip. If we're talking about students, you know, I am able to focus. I am smart. I can figure this out. Despite what they've been told otherwise, and really standing in that space and creating a sense of trusting that it is true. Because if we go back to yes and, they may be a whole bunch of things and they can become so much more.
That's Kelly from West Metro Hypnosis, and I'm Freddie Bell, and our show continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Please welcome to our microphone some folks who are doing some great things. In fact, they've changed the fabric of our listening habits of music in America and even around the world, and collaborating, and I don't know if this is the first time, we'll find out as we get a little bit closer, as a part of Children Theaters Company's premiere of Last Stop on Market Street. Please welcome to our studios, first of all, Paris Dozier, live in our studios, and Lamont Dozier of Holland Dozier Holland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have both of you here this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure. I'm just curious, how did the both of you come together to write the lyrics that are being used in Last Stop on Market Street? Let's go with Dad first, if that's okay. Lamont?
Well, this is our second venture Paris and I have done. The first one was Mr. Chickie's Funny Money about 4 or 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And
I like that
so
title.
We were, it was fun to do that. We got a lot of great reviews, and people loved it. And the Children Theater Company asked us to do to come in to do this one, and so we agreed. And so far, it's been fabulous. My child, Paris.
I just got sunned.
He's been really carrying the heavy load here, you know what I mean? But we've been having a ball with it. We've got some great songs. We've got some great messages and about a child who's having growing pains. And
He's talking about the actual child in the play.
Okay, gotcha.
CJ this time, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Just for the distinction there, Dad.
Right.
Right, that's right. Sorry, son.
Aww.
So talk about, is this production, Paris, more fun than the original collaboration with you and your dad?
Oh, than the first show?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's different. You know, it's always a good time. I think that, you know, doing projects like these are really kind of going to be relics of our relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's always just a great opportunity for us to collaborate because it's timeless as far as, you know, our bond is concerned. And then also kind of tying that into a substantive message. You know, it's also nice to be able to do some good through music. So,
right,
yeah, it's
sure.
exciting.
Wow.
What's the mix of, I'm assuming you kind of bring a more new school flavor and your dad brings the old school flavor. How does that work? How do you combine the two?
Well, I mean, it's not too much of a distinction. You see, you know, despite my, you know, very youthful looks and being called a child, you know, I'm actually 34. I'm 34 years old. Right? So I came up doing hip hop in the 90s, which is very sample driven and very much derivative of soul and funk. And my dad had records lying all around the house. And
right.
we're it's all about the samples, especially
sure. yeah.
more so back in the day. So mm-hmm. I consider myself to be a soul and funk and mm-hmm. a classical producer and writer in that sense, but mm-hmm. also an ambassador to hip hop culture. So it's a tremendous opportunity to have the platform to mm-hmm. kind of meld those two worlds and have it act as a gateway mm-hmm. where you can see like, oh, you know, the kids are hearing the music that they were probably driving, you know, they were in the car driving to the theater, mm-hmm. they're listening to some Drake or some Kendrick, and then they
right.
come in the theater like, oh, this sounds kind of,
yeah.
I hear that bounce here too.
Yeah.
And then we're also tying it into gospel and funk and soul, so mm-hmm. it's nice to be able to for them to be able to see where hip hop is derivative from.
For sure.
You know? So how do you bring in with your training with Stephen Stahlheim, those types of composers and so forth? How does that come forth in your production?
It's very much steeped in, you know, character development and driving a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like such a tremendous opportunity, and a shout out to CTC, Children's Theater Company, for providing a platform where we could actually show that hip hop can be intelligible, mm-hmm. it can be endearing, and it could also be very pertinent to character development and storytelling, because mm-hmm. we need the culture to be represented
right.
in musical theater a lot more.
For sure.
This is the beginning of what I think is going to be a renaissance coming forward. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Hamilton for that. We're kind of doing our own take on that for 5-year-olds and up.
Nice.
All right, everybody, we're talking with the family, I should say, of the Dozier family, the songwriting team. They're here. They put the words to the stage production from Cheryl West. And they put this all together. I'm just curious, is this Lamont? Is this a big departure for you? Is this a stretch to do something like this with your son for a stage production like this?
No, you know, musical theater has been a love of mine for umpteen years, and when I got the opportunity to get into the business of writing with Motown and that thing, Berry Gordy sort of like talked me into being one of the writers and producers there at the company and the artists, but. My first love was musical theater, and when the opportunity came up for me to get back in it or be in it, I jumped to it. So this is like I say, my first love, musical theater,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just having a ball, and with a lot of other ideas that's on its way. This will be a part of an ongoing thing, you know, mm-hmm. for me. And showing what messages or what things I can, themes I can apply and tell stories that are meaningful and poignant to the way children are brought up and how the world should react to various things.
That's right.
And growing and caring for our kids, you know.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, Paris, about this production, Last Stop on Market Street. What can people expect to come out? What's it all about? Give us a little piece of what they can expect.
Well, they could definitely expect to be tapping their feet and bobbing their head. That's for sure.
Mm.
You know, because we're definitely coming with it. You're going to hear a combination of live and digital elements. So we're revolutionizing the business like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a whole lot of that going on. We have a 7-year-old protagonist named CJ,
mm-hmm.
and he comes from the belly of comfort. He grew up in luxury. He goes to see his nana
mm-hmm.
in a less fortunate neighborhood, and it's very harrowing for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes to some realizations, and he kind of learns about the virtues of giving and charity, and also just being grateful for what he has.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's a you know, we get to see the generational friction. You know, she's very much old school gospel
right.
singing, and he's coming in with that kind of trap bounce to what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So
trap
they have they have a little bit of a rap battle. You know, they're doing a few things, and so it's great. It speaks to diversity, but it also speaks to unifying generational gaps, which I think is great because you're going to see a lot of parents and grandparents taking their children and grandchildren to this show. So
right.
it's something for everybody, and I think that's beautiful.
Nice.
So what's the driver? Is it the lyrics written by Cheryl, or is the music written by your team?
Oh, yeah. Well, we did the lyrics and the music.
All right. So
yeah, so she wrote the book, like the actual script.
And exactly.
We, yeah, and then we wrote the lyrics and music around that. So
nice.
Yeah, and it's definitely in a strong alignment to what Cheryl was doing because she so brilliantly, you know, wrote the book, and then we kind of fed off of that to kind of
mm-hmm.
make sure that what we wrote was cohesive
mm-hmm.
with her story.
So what's the biggest production number in the whole play? Can you give that away?
I mean, they're all dope. I don't want to get all Kanye on you right now, but they're all legit. I mean, I'm just saying, people need to see this because, I mean, you know, you just need to come down to Children's Theater Company, get a glimpse of the future of musical theater.
For sure.
I mean, because this is just the beginning of the kind of sound that you're going to hear permeating throughout musical theater. This is going to be more common, and you know, it's overdue, and now
mm-hmm.
it's here. This is just the beginning.
All All right.
Love it.
Children's Theater Company producing Last Stop on Market Street. And you heard the songwriters along with Miss Cheryl West, Harris Ray Dozier, Lamont Dozier. I can't thank you gentlemen enough for being with us this morning.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Sharing your incredible talent with the world.
Thank you.
Like more details, childrenstheater.org. We'll be right back.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Centuries and centuries ago, in Europe, a group came together of very evolved individuals, and they formed what came to be known as the Rosicrucian Order. And they had this simple statement that inspires mine: I exist, I experience, I create. They expressed it, of course, in their time in Latin, the divine language. But they spoke, ex Deo nascimur, we come forth from God. We are birthed by God. We have divine origin. Secondly, in Christo morimur, we live and even die in Christ. That is to say, by the Christ ideal, we move through challenge, we move through death, we are victorious. And their third statement of the Trinity, per spiritum sanctum revivissimus, by the Holy Spirit we are resurrected. We are continually transformed by life. So when we say in unity that we must go to our beginning, we must have a clear understanding of our statement of being, of the nature of what we are as God's beautiful creation. We begin by the statement that seems almost too simple. I exist. You can build a whole morning meditation on just contemplating, just resting in the thought, I exist. Are you like me that you sometimes get caught up in all the details of the day or of the week? Or as you're coming to this church during the week for my office hours, I wind my way through various obstacles and barricades? Yes, construction can seem annoying. But I choose to use these principles of truth and say, what's really going on here? And then I've been speaking a silent blessing to all of these workers. They are heroes, doing all this tremendous, heavy, hard work so that we can be assured that the utilities that we need in our church and in our home flow freely. So I must be careful that I'm not cursing them because they put obstacles in my way, but that I see the good work they're doing for the benefit of the whole. So we begin with this ideal, and then we carry it into our outer experience, and then we consciously choose, what am I going to create? What am I going to add to the mix? Will it be criticism? Will it be a curse? Or am I going to add to the mix something constructive? Something that builds up? Something that makes an ever greater and greater good in our community, our nation, and our world? So I invite you to join me for a moment in inner reflection. And as Charles Fillmore said, we begin first with a denial. That can be a process of letting go either what has troubled us, is troubling us, but it can also be the limited views of ourself. So I invite you to just allow these statements to move through your soul, holding to those that are helpful and are freeing you. So we turn our attention within. I am not defined by my name. I am not defined by my place of birth. I am not defined by my background. I am not defined by my education. I am not defined by my finances. I am not defined by my career. I am not defined by my relationships. I am not defined by any limited view. I am, in truth, God's creation. In my essence, I am good, great, wonder-filled. With spiritual powers, I can develop in ever fuller capacity to live my life successfully, healthfully, prosperously, cooperatively, lovingly, with wisdom and power and integrity. Thank you, God, that I am your expression of life in this world. Let me hold to my truth. Let me demonstrate my truth. Let me be a beneficial presence in this world. And let us now gently allow our attention to return from this inner realization and focus once again upon our outer world. Let us remember how powerful we are as creative beings. You know, we're always creating something. The trick is for us to be conscious and clear in what it is we wish to create, to bring into this world. We can learn to be more and more aware of what we are creating in our daily life. We can be a beneficial presence, not a destructive agent that breaks apart and tears apart people, communities, nations, and the world. Let's choose to take our inner nature, our true creative power, and make this world a better place for the common good of all people.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.